The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So, hello and warm welcome to all of you from wherever in the world you are joining us, whether on Zoom or YouTube or listening to this afterwards on Audio Dharma. It's lovely to be together in this moment, even if separated in space and time, and to practice together. So for today's practice, the practice is inspired by the question that was asked at the end of Friday when we did a practice of appreciation. And Phil wrote in chat at the very end when we're going over time, said that they had discussed the difference between appreciation and gratitude in their small group. And I said, okay, this is a bigger topic next time. So being a woman of my word, this is next time. So tonight's practice, or this morning if you're in Asia, this afternoon if in Australia, practice is an invitation to explore appreciation and how appreciation can lead to gratitude. It may lead to gratitude or it may not. It might just stay as appreciation. So appreciation is the womb of gratitude, but is not equivalent to it. So to answer that question and then invite us to explore that for ourselves in this practice. So another aspect of the practice we'll be exploring together is appreciation for ourselves, which maybe even as I say that, maybe some of the self-judgmental voices come up and say, what? Nothing good here. So we often reserve our most challenging judgments for one person, ourselves. And if we treated ourselves, if we treated others the way we treat ourselves, we would kind of stop ourselves, but the way we often don't see our own goodness, we don't appreciate, we're all a mixed bag. Let's just take that for granted. We're all human beings. We're all growing. We're all learning. We're all growing through our causes and conditions. And we also have beauty and grace and goodness and a lot of loveliness within us to appreciate. So not just our inner goodness to appreciate, but many wholesome actions that we have done for ourselves, for other people in the world, the way we've served them or we serve them, and allowing the sense of appreciation to give birth to goodwill. To get goodwill for us. So as a way to practice metta, it could also lead to gratitude, but it could also lead to metta. So appreciation can be the womb of goodwill, metta, friendliness, warmth, kindness, holding ourselves dear. And it could also serve as the womb for gratitude. So those are some orientations for this practice, and let's just try it on for size and see what comes up, what gets opened up. And one last thing I want to say before we start is, especially if you're newer to this practice, many times there could be an invitation of one something and then the opposite might come up. It's okay. These practices of the heart can be purification practices. Whatever comes up, as long as you're kind towards yourself and you're kind and you hold whatever is coming up with kindness, you're doing this practice right on. It's exactly as it needs to be. So be kind with yourself, be gentle with yourself. And that's really the main invitation. Be kind, be gentle. That's basically it. If you remember that, then if you fall asleep or check out with everything else, it's okay. Just remember to be kind. Remember to be gentle with yourself as a cultivation, as a way to cultivate metta and goodwill. So with that, I'd like to invite us all to get into our meditation posture. If you need to shift or move, to sit up straighter, or if you need to lie down, see what this body needs in this moment. Letting all the words go. No words needed in this moment. Allowing the words and the balloons of thought, helium balloons, just float away. And letting your awareness come to the body. A felt sense of the body. Sit bones, feeling the cushion, feet, the legs connected to the earth, feeling rooted, settled. Feeling your hands touching each other or your lap. Feeling, sensing the sensations of breathing in the lower abdomen. Receiving each in-breath, each out-breath, the sensations. And as if you were in a balloon, in a large balloon yourself that was slowly, slowly landing, coming back to the earth with each out-breath. Feeling yourself landing in your body more deeply. And if thoughts arise, want to take you away, thanking them for visiting and saying later, thank you, later. Allowing these small myriad little balloons to float away. As the attention rests on the abdomen, appreciating, enjoying, receiving the breath, in-breath and out-breath. Appreciating this moment of refuge, to just be here and be breathed. Appreciating, appreciating. A moment of quiet, taking refuge away, refuge from all the goings on, just being simple in this moment. with the breath and the body. Now I'd like to invite you, if you wish, to acknowledge, to appreciate that you've showed up. You have showed up in this moment. Whatever the cause and conditions, whether distracted, sleepy, doesn't matter. Whether there are challenges in the body, in the mind, you've showed up as best as you're able to. You've showed up to practice. And let this acknowledgement, really connecting with this acknowledgement, the goodness of having showed up, appreciating the goodness of the effort of being here and practicing, appreciating your effort, your intention, you're here practicing to benefit yourself and support others. Appreciating the goodness of that and the goodness of yourself. And letting this appreciation open up to a sense of seeing your own goodness. Maybe gratitude for your effort, or maybe a sense of warmth and kindness for this being that is you. Holding yourself with kindness, appreciating this goodness. And now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind, bring to heart. Yeah, bringing to heart, really bringing to your body as you're staying embodied with the breath, connecting with the breath, and now connecting too with this reflection of something thoughtful, something kind, this being that is you, did for someone today or yesterday or in the past week. Maybe it was a kind word, an expression of concern. Maybe you just provided your patient ear and listened to someone. Provided your presence. Or offered your time or other resources. Bringing something to mind. Letting yourself feel the goodness. Feel the goodness of intention and the action. Again, if judgments come up, well, your intention wasn't 100% pure, it was only 90%, it's okay. Intentions aren't always 100% pure, and it's okay. As long as it's mostly kind and the act was kind, it's okay. Bring that to mind, appreciating the goodness offered. And just relishing, appreciating, letting yourself delight. Appreciate the generosity of heart of this being that is you. Now I'd like to invite you, if you wish, bring to mind some things, some skills that this being that is you has. Maybe some things that you enjoy doing or come to you naturally. Maybe language, skills, artistic, sense of rhythm, music, cooking. Or a game, or whatever it might be. Or something about your work, perhaps. Appreciating. Appreciating this being that is you. As if your own dear friend. Really appreciating these qualities. These abilities. And let not your mind go to the opposite. Invite, incline your mind to what is good, to what is wholesome. Turn towards the good intentionally. Staying grounded with the breath. And now opening up further to not just capacities, but qualities. Maybe you're patient. Maybe you have perseverance. You hang in there. Maybe you dedicate yourself with energy. Maybe you're a naturally good listener or fearless leader, whatever qualities, so many qualities to appreciate about this being that is you. Not focusing on what's lacking, but on what's here, appreciating the good, what is here. Staying embodied as you breathe. Letting each reflection of goodness reverberate through your body. And relax and soften. Use some more. Staying with each quality for a little while, not jumping from one to the next, which can get the mind unsettled, but just staying with one for a while and relishing it. Relishing the ways it's been a gift in your life and a gift to others, appreciating this beauty, this goodness, this grace, this gift that perhaps you've done nothing to deserve. It just is. It's a part of you. Appreciating this goodness. And how you may have shared it with others. And if you like, as you're holding, appreciating the goodness of yourself, also holding yourself literally, physically with a hand in your heart center, in the middle of your chest, connecting with this being that is you. Appreciating the goodness, the qualities, the aspirations embodied in you that serve others. Holding your own self, dear self, with kindness, warmth, appreciation. Now simply, if you wish, coming to the breath, to the body, and a sense of metta, warmth, kindness for this being that is you. Just simply holding yourself with kindness. If you wish, you can add the phrases of metta, or let it be wordless. I'll say the phrases of metta once. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease in my life. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. Breathing in goodness, breathing out goodness. May I love, accept, appreciate myself just as I am. Or may I love myself and accept myself. May I appreciate myself. May I appreciate this being that is me. May I appreciate both the struggles as well as the beauty and the goodness of this being that is me. This impermanent being. May I appreciate myself. May I hold myself with love, care and compassion in this moment. And may my appreciation for myself, my care, my love for this being that is me, support and serve my freedom, my awakening, and to be of service to all beings everywhere without exception. Thank you all for your practice. Thank you, thank you. So, if you'd like to share any reflections about your practice, what came up, what you observed, questions, comments, share beauty, challenge with the community, if you wish, your wisdom, your insights, It's all welcome. So you can either type in chat or raise your blue hand. And the way to do that would be to click on participants. If you're on your computer on the bottom, it opens a window, and on the bottom of that, on the right side, it says raise hand, or the three dots if you're on an iPad or iPhone. So as I await, what do you like to share? Yeah. Violet says, I appreciated your note that our good deeds don't need to have 100% pure intentions. I usually discount my good deeds because they don't feel entirely pure. Ah, thank you, Violet. I appreciate you raising that. That was supportive for you. Yes. If we want to, if we try to kind of like, oh, it's, you know, a simple example is, oh, you know, you think of, oh, I gave it, you know, I was generous with my friend, you know, they called and I was there for them. I listened to them. Well, that was nice. And then this critical voice comes, well, but maybe you were there for them so that they would be there for you next time. It was like, oh, your intentions are impure. It's like, wait. Okay, that's true. It's part, you know, there's reciprocity. Maybe it's part. It's all good. It doesn't have to be 100% pure. As long as it's mostly kind, you're there for your friend. Yay. Full stop. End of the story. Don't have to become critical of the good deeds. And yes, it doesn't have to be 100% pure. Yes, it's okay. So yeah, I appreciate that you pointed that out. Is there such a thing as 100% pure good deeds? Is that the goal? And that's a good follow-up question. I don't know. That's, you know, it's, let me put it this way. There is a practice of being honest with ourselves and seeing our intentions. And sometimes that can be a very sobering practice to see that sometimes when we felt like we acted out of kindness in the world, actually it wasn't kind, or it wasn't, you know, there was like something. So it's important to know, to be aware of what our intentions are in general. And yet we want to do that practice with a lot of generosity towards ourselves, a lot of generosity. Because if we do this kind of practice of knowing our intentions with kind of like wanting it to be 100% pure, then it gets clingy and it becomes really painful in no time. So I would say, no, the goal is not to make it 100%. The goal is to be aware, to have generous awareness of what our intentions are, to be just generously aware and just leave it at that. Does that make sense? Yeah. And you, yeah. So lots of, let's see, Noosh says, the self-appreciation practice allowed me to let go and relax. Lovely, beautiful. Happy to hear that's a way in for you, dear. Peggy says, I realized most of my skills have diminished with age or are hard to utilize with COVID. And I noticed some or much of my esteem is affected by that. Yeah, so Peggy, I appreciate that reflection. And yet these are skills that you have, and whether or not they can be utilized, I think it's important to realize at some point you have utilized them. They're a part of you and you have served the world. So turn your mind to that aspect. There's so many different places our minds can go with this practice. So intentionally turn your mind to the good with this instead of, oh, I don't have it anymore and I can't serve it. So there's so many places we can go. Why choose the dungeons in our heart? You know, choose the palace to hang out in. Oh yes, these are the skills I used to have, and they're copious, and I serve the world. And I appreciate you bringing that in. Ariana says, I thought about a good quality I have and then almost immediately thought of all of the reasons, examples of how I don't have the quality started coming to mind. Yeah, it's interesting. It's the opposite when the opposite comes to mind. So just it's a practice. Be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. It's the judgmental mind, which I warned you at the beginning, can come up. So just be gentle with it. Be gentle with yourself. It's all a practice. As long as you're kind with yourself and you're noticing it, it's all good. Bill says perfectionism is a good way to be miserable. Yep, absolutely. Yes. And Ariana says, oh, this is the continuation of Ariana's reflection. Then I thought of a different quality, one that was very difficult to dispute. All right, yay. I like how your mind, I kind of liked actually that there are a couple of comments that came in between, so that yeah, I love it. So that was the challenge that came up. Your mind was like, no, you're not really good at that. I was like, well, actually, hey, how about this one? It's like, okay. So I really appreciate the creativity, because these practices, these cultivation practices, we use our creativity. We just use your creativity. You know yourself better than anybody else, and you can be creative to turn towards the good, to turn towards the good. So this is very rich, you guys. This is lovely. Thank you. This is beautiful reflections. Appreciate both you both sharing the challenges with this practice as you have, and also the ways you worked with them, and the way that's worked for you. So let's turn to practice and community. And for tonight's small group practice, I think it will be lovely. It'll be fun to hold each other with mudita, with vicarious joy. If you wanted to share one gift you have, or a quality, or one way you've supported someone, or quality where when you supported someone in the past, just something good. Let your goodness shine. Let your goodness shine, and other people, just let your group mates hold the beauty that's in you, this grace, this gift that you have. Share it with them, and they'll hold you with mudita, with vicarious joy. Yay, celebrating you, and you celebrate them when they share theirs. And so this can be a happy making practice. This can be a happy making practice. So I will create the breakout rooms now, and I hope that you stay and practice, because I think this is, I mean, we all have something to share and contribute here, sharing our inner goodness. And let's see. Okay, here we go. All right. I'm going to create the rooms. Going to take a moment. And let's see. Hold on one sec as I move things about. This is always. You can have appreciation for me trying to do this. Okay, here we go. All right. So I'm opening them up. Enjoy. Hey, welcome back, everyone. So we have a couple minutes for any reflections on how that practice was like for you, especially in groups. And please raise your blue hand. It would be lovely to hear your voices. Or you can type it in chat too. What's happening for you? What's coming up? What came up? Bill, please.
Just based on my small group discussion, I think that there's just there seems to be a lot of self seems to be a lot of what I call self-flagellation. It's really common, and I don't know if it's our culture here in the U.S. or human nature in general, but you know, the more meta, the more self-love exercises we have. I don't think we can ever have too few, just judging by what I've heard.
Yeah.
And that's my comment.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Bill. Yeah. Yes, and yes, and yes. Yes, it's the culture. Yes, it's a human nature too, part of that. And yes, we can never have too much self-metta. So yes, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, exactly. It's quite common what you share. And I see Neil, also you have your hand up, please.
Yeah, so two of the three in my group, myself included, talked about how difficult this was, generally difficult. You know, and, you know, there was that question, which I think spurred this, you know, what's the difference between gratefulness and appreciative? You know, and gee, it's so much easier to be grateful for things that happen to you, sort of was my take, rather than be appreciative. This was just very difficult. For about the first half, I thought, gee, Nikki's just doing a terrible job. And then something occurred to me, oh, that's not where the difficulty is. Yeah, it was a struggle.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, Neil. It can be tough, you know, appreciating ourselves and seeing our own goodness. It can be very hard. Yeah, there's another version of this I've done in the past, which given what I've heard so far, that it was challenging. So when something challenges, it's good to kind of stay with it or work with it from different directions. So I'll do it from a different direction next time. So Wednesday. Okay, we'll do a different version of it. Great. Thank you for that. And I see Susan. Will this be the last? Whoops. Uh-oh, wait, hold on. Will this be the last reflection? Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. Please.
Oh, yeah. So I think what really helped me to realize there's a lot of things I can appreciate by myself is that I don't have to do anything 100%. Doesn't have to be 100%. So I thought that was really helpful, Nikki, that you said
great,
that.
Great.
To just always focus on, even if you can only do it for, you know, just look at the positive of each thing that you're able to do instead of the thing focusing on the things you can't do. And it never has to be perfect or 100%.
Yeah.
And that just made me realize, oh, there's so many things I can celebrate. And
yay. It's exactly so, right. Yeah.
Easier the small group to celebrate, you know, just to be able to celebrate myself and others.
Beautiful. I appreciate hearing that. It doesn't have to be 100%. We're all works in progress, as Suzuki Roshi said. You are perfect as you are, and you can use a little improvement. All of us. And I think I also saw Gita's hand quickly go up and down. Gita, do you want to wrap up?
Oh, I didn't. It's fine. We were discussing how it's sometimes hard to know what being kind to oneself and to others is, because you have to apply some wisdom as well, because being kind isn't always just going the easy way or being nice.
Right.
It means sometimes doing tough things.
Yes.
And to find that fine line is hard, because it unequivocally depends on your own judgment. So that was I found that helpful to connect with people on that aspect.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, is the difference between, you know, compassion and kindness, and what Tibetans call idiot compassion, which is enabling. It doesn't have any wisdom in it. So really sense of the wisdom and the judgment, what you're calling it, is important to bring in. So dear ones, I appreciate all of you for having showed up, among many other things. So thank you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for your practice, for your reflections, your wholeheartedness. And May our practice support ourselves and be of service to all beings everywhere. Thank you all.